Good Monday morning, folks. It's Black Sheepy Branded here.
And it's Victoria Monday.
It is Victoria Day Monday.
It is May 2-4.
It is. And we apologize. We're a little bit late today.
But that would be because it's May 2-4.
Yes.
It's a holiday Monday. And yet here we are sitting in the studio doing this. So it's a holiday for us as well. Because we love doing this. Actually, I do.
Yes, I know you do.
Yeah. What about you? You were just going, woo, woo. It is a holiday. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it when things go right. And we have no, like, cats coming up. Because when the cats come up, I get a little nervous.
Mm.
I think that I might step on a button or something.
Yeah.
So it's much nicer when the cats aren't up here.
Yeah. All right. Well, how about I shut up and let you finish your intro?
Okay. Sounds
good.
All
right.
Okay. So this is Black Sheep Rebranded with your host, Rick Sherwood. Here he shares his insights on life, living, and how to keep things in balance and in check. His insights come from his years as a psychotherapist and his many, many, many life experiences. Too many manys? I don't know.
It's been a lot.
It's been a lot.
Yep.
If you want to reach us, you can contact Rebecca at rstherapygroup.com. I'll get back to you. Or you can try your luck at Rick at rstherapygroup.com. He may forward the email to me, and I'll get back to you. So either way, I'll get back to you.
Yeah, it's called reality, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can find us on Facebook, the Black Sheep Rebranded.
Yep.
And now, here's Rick. We all know he's already here.
Oh, my goodness. We're all in the house. We're here. We're ready. We're doing our thing. And guess what? We are going to be talking about... I was at a restaurant on Friday, and a waitress who works there, Emma, is going to school. She isn't sure if she wants to be a psychotherapist as a master's of social work or doing more assessment type work as a psychotherapist, as a psychologist. A psychologist, a PhD in psychology, can do diagnostic work. Where an MSW cannot. I do not have the ability to label you and diagnose. I can say you appear to be, but your true diagnosis must come from somewhere else. And so anyhow, so Emma, over the time I have gone periodically to this restaurant, it just seems that every time I'm there, she's working. And I go, do you actually go to school? And she said, yes, I do. But she's going to Waterloo, she's going to Renison, and she's taking the same courses, and she's trying to decide. And we were talking on Friday about people and why people suck. And I said, Emma, people don't suck. You suck. And she said, what do you mean I suck? And I said, well, you suck because you keep thinking that people are going to change. And so you see them for what they are. And then you go, no, I know they're going to change. They're going to be this beautiful new version of something. And that is not the way that life works, unfortunately. And so too many people live as this song goes, which is Fix You by Coldplay. We all do. When you get what you want, but not what you need. Oh, so many people starving in relationships. When you feel so tired, but you can't sleep. Yeah. Stuck in reverse. We keep doing the same thing over and over. And the tears come streaming down your face. I've cried many times, so has Emma.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Isn't that so true? We are all trying desperately to fix you. We are trying to fix and change, and we know you can do better. Oh. Been there. But if you never try, you'll never know. Absolutely. Just watch you learn. Lights will guide you home. And ignite you. To fix you. Isn't that so true, folks? We're gonna fix you. How many people, how many times have we been in situations where we've been in relationships where we go, we know that you can do this. We know. We know that you can learn to use a napkin. The fact that you never do and that you always want to use your shirt and your pants to wipe your hands on, we'll try to look past that. We know that you can learn to have some ambition. Yeah, well, we're gonna look past that too. We know that you can, we know. Oh my God, those words, we know. Ah, don't we though? We know. But do we? No, we don't. The reason why we don't is because we don't want to actually sit there and accept the reality of what it is that's going on around us. Because we see good. As the lyrics of that song by Coldplay go, we are so in love, we don't want to let go. And I mean that sincerely. We are so in love, we don't want to let go. And it's funny because, you know, in talking with Emma, it's, you know, one of those things. You're so in love, you don't want to let go. We're not just talking about relationships here. We're talking about schooling. We're talking about all kinds of things. We're talking about where we live. One of the things we were talking about was roommates. And you're so in love with this concept, whatever the concept is, that you don't want to let go. You don't want to move on. And that song by Coldplay, oh my God, it's such a beautiful, easy flowing song. I'm going to fix you. But can you? Truly, can you? Can you fix? No. All the time, I have people go, you know, my partner and I want to come for couples counseling. And I go, cool. What does your partner think of that? Well, they know that I called. I'm like, no, that's not the actual question. What do they think of the concept of sitting down with somebody to fix the relationship and to point out big negativities? What do you think of that possibility? Well, that's when conversations often change. And this is before they even walk in the office, right? Because the idea of fix you, you know, well, I know that I can do, I know, I understand, I believe, I perceive, a million things. But the one thing that we don't ever get is, truly, is everybody on board? Do the other people want to change? And do they even see a problem? And so the very first thing that, you know, we have to do is we have to ask the question of people, do you see a problem with this, whatever it is, this behavior, this action, this idea? Do you see a problem with it? And if you get dead silence, if you get nothing, then this becomes this huge problem. And I mean it. I don't know how many people continuously, for decades, make excuses for their partner, and they make excuses and they go, well, yeah, but. No, there is no yeah, but. There isn't. There truly is not a yeah, but. What there is, hey, this is what we're doing. but all the time. You know, that hope. You know, somebody once said to me, you know, accepting who people are is the beginning of happiness. And I'm like, yeah, I get that. I get that. I truly do. Because when we start to accept that, then we stop beating ourselves up and we stop doing what that song said, which is, I'm going to fix you. I'm going to do this. Watch me go. What are you thinking? What's going on? Because as I'm sitting here, I'm looking at Rebecca, and you can see the eyebrows are twitching. And you can see, you know, the thoughts are going. You know, and she's doing all the things that human beings do, you know, when you can see that they're really, they're engaged in this topic. And they're going, ah. What do you think about, and again, I want to throw this out before I ask the question. Think about this, folks. Fix you also goes towards you. You as an individual. So many people say, I'm going to help you, but you don't want the help. So many people go, oh my goodness, I'm going to, but they don't actually want the help. They don't actually want or need what you think they need. They don't. So when it's all of a sudden, we're going to fix you, but what are we actually fixing? Are we actually fixing anything that anybody is interested in actually fixing? And so often, the answer is no. I remember my mom used to always say to me, oh, Rick, you should be more of an extrovert, is what the word should have been. And because she thought everybody should be like that. Well, I'm not. I'm a tad bit of an introvert. If I actually do a Myers-Briggs, I am a tad bit of an introvert. And so I don't have the need nor the desire nor the want. And as much of an extrovert as she was, then she was bound and bent that other people should also be that. Well, I wasn't. Didn't want to be. And not in my wiring. So what's going through your head there, Miss Rebecca?
I've been in relationships and I try to fix people. And in my delusional state, I guess, I think that they want to be fixed. And they agree that there is a problem. And they give a half-assed attempt to fix it. And then...
Do they give a half-assed attempt to actually fix or to shut you up?
To shut me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's that fine line between actually wanting to be fixed and wanting you to go away that too many people misconstrue and go, well, I can fix that.
Yeah. Just because I see it as a problem does not mean that they see it as a problem.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And this is where, folks, we run it off the rail so often, right? Because again, you know, without hope, we're all screwed. And yet, when we put too much hope into something, and we've talked about this before, when we put too much hope into something, what do? We create our own demons. We create a situation where there is a no-win. And I mean truly, a no-win. So when we're looking around... And we're going, oh my goodness, we need to actually truly do something here. We need to truly, you know, take a deep breath. Most of the time, it's to take our hands off and our voice off and our insistence off and go, that person's happy as they are. Why are we trying to, quote unquote, fix them? And people are going to be sitting there and they're going to go, oh my dear God, you know what's happening? It goes back to the whole microaggression thing. Well, that hurt my feelings. And so therefore you intended to hurt my feelings and therefore it's a microaggression. Instead of going, what was behind the quote unquote microaggression. And asking with pure and true curiosity what is behind it. Versus looking around and going in desperation, and nobody wants to ever admit in desperation, but in desperation, you accept the first thing or the third thing, but the thing that seems to be cooperative enough for you to get married. And so these are the things where we really do challenge, because we're so often in this hurry, but the hurry that we're in is not a hurry of collaboration. It's a hurry of stagnation. Because what we're going to do is we're going to set ourselves up for this ongoing argument, this ongoing conversation, this ongoing thing. And so again, you know, just like the song, right? I'm going to fix you, right? The lights are going to lead you home, and you're going to see the light of day, and you're going to go, ah, my word, I got to change this. And I don't know if that was the intentions of that song when they wrote that those lights, right? They're going to lead you. And they just didn't put in, because there is an old saying about seeing the light, right? Seeing the light of day for you to, you know, you become aware. You want to actually be doing the things that you need to do. And yet so many times, so many people think that they're seeing the light of day, and they're not. What they're seeing is what they want to see. What they're seeing is what they need to see. What they're seeing is some contorted version of, but they're not actually truly seeing what is actually there. They're not. What they're seeing is a version they're in. That is what they're seeing. That is truly the beginning, the middle, and the end. They're seeing what they want to see. And that is where, and we did a podcast on this, where hope is the most dangerous word. Because when we don't respect it, what we do is we continuously put hope in. And we go, it's going to change. It's going to change. It's going to change. I remember a lady years ago, she worked at University of Waterloo. And I went looking to say hello. I was on campus, I'm going to school, and I remember her, I asked how her and her husband were, and she said, oh, he's the same. And I said, what do you mean by that? Well, you know, and she went ahead with a whole lot of derogatory stuff, and I said, well, you know, I feel really bad for you, and I feel really bad for that situation. And her response was, well, what am I supposed to do about it? And I said, are you happy? She said, no. I said, well, that's what you're supposed to do about it, is acknowledge the fact that you're not happy. And again, I'm not a preponderant of getting divorced. I'm not, you know, somebody out there going, we must end relationships. But our happiness can only occur if we actually ask for it. And I'm gonna say that again. Our happiness, truly, folks, honestly, our happiness can only occur if we ask for it. It cannot occur in the vacuum of life. We have to have the courage to actually go, this is what we need and this is what we want. When we look around, asking these questions again can be very, very, very uncomfortable. Because people are going to sit there and they're going to go, you want me to change? No, I would like the environment for both of us to be a little bit more of a contentment. There's so many memories from my life, from my clients' lives, from me growing up at the trailer park, you know, where all these seasonal campers would come for the summer. And so it was like being a kid in the country in the winter. And then come the summertime, there was all these people out there and coming for their holidays. And it was a beautiful environment to be. But it taught me so much. And yet I've made so many mistakes. And the mistakes that I've made have been right along with that sign. I'm going to fix you. I'm going to try. And whatever's going on, I'm going to be there to fix. Instead of going, whew. Is it really mine? We're gonna roll out with this song, 6 Feet Deep by Royal Lynn. This is the change, the abrupt change from Coldplay's song, and from what we've been talking about, to what I want everyone to do, this dramatic shift. This is, believe it or not, a country song. And so when y'all begin to listen to it, the first bit, you're going to go, what the hell? This is country? Yeah, there's a pop country. There's all kinds of country. And this is punk country, from what I understand. But the fact is it's still classified as country music. And so as there are so many versions of country, I want y'all to have so many versions of hope and so many versions of asking. And can I really see myself happy with this for the next 30, 40 years? So let's give a listen. Yes, this is country. I've always been an outcast. I've always been picked last. Those were the words from Royal Lynn and 6 Feet Deep. I encourage everyone to go out there and actually to listen to that whole song, because it really is quite a beautiful song. But again, right, just think of those words. I've always been an outcast. I've always been picked last. And it doesn't matter which end of that spectrum, whether you've been picked first or picked last. Divorce and challenges in relationships occur, and they occur a lot less often when we are honest about who we are, what we need, and we continuously check in with ourselves. And so again, from Black Sheep Rebranded, for Rebecca, Sherry, and myself on this Victoria, May 2-4, and I was sitting out of the deck earlier today when we were talking about what we're going to do, and then it was like, oh, good gosh, we better get in there and get this thing recorded. It looks like it is going to be a steamy, beautiful Monday morning in Southern Ontario. And so hopefully wherever you are in the world, this is finding you just as happy as the birds were that were outside singing this morning. Y'all be good. Have a good one.